But we never did call it that. But we did have friends, neighbors in Blair that did call it Granite.
All the way around, or just two sides?
No, no.
Or maybe
it would just be just like my porch.
And out on a veranda.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it was a veranda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where did you keep old stuff that was too good to throw away and not good enough to keep?
In the attic.
Just up in the attic.
Mm-hmm, just up in the attic. That's the only place we. Well, I tell you too. Now, later on, after my daddy built this house, he built a little storeroom, and he stored a lot of things in this storeroom, you know, that mm-hmm. could be used at a later date.
I was surprised when I was over in the southeastern part of the state, I found a lady who called it a plunder room.
A plunder room.
This is very strange, and those things that were too good to throw away and not
put
good enough
plunder
to keep were called plunder.
Plunder room.
Instead of
now
junk.
I've heard that, but I didn't know they'd apply it that way. Huh? A plunder room. Well, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's a.
What would you call those things that you'd want to keep and put in the attic? Any special term?
Mm-mm. Don't think so.
What would it be now? Well, if you had.
Oh, I don't know. Would it be rummage or something
rummage.
Like that? You know, that's what it would be.
What if there was a tricycle or something in that, and maybe a baby bag, bed, some old dishes or.
I don't know. It'd just
toaster.
Be secondhand stuff. That's all
junk?
It'd be too. Just more than likely junk. Yeah, that's. I think that's where it'd land. Just junk. Sure enough.
What did your mother do in the morning when she got up? Well, let's say after breakfast.
Well, my mother worked in the field, and we would get up and. Now, when I was a little thing, of course, I don't know just how. I didn't do much work in the field until I was six. But when I was 6 years old, we just get right up from the breakfast table and usually take a tablecloth and spread right over that table, and away we'd go right to the field with Daddy. And then about 11:30, Mother would bring we children to the home, to the house, and fix dinner. And by the time I was seven, I was standing on the box washing dishes while she fixed the meal. And then the year I was eight, I come home and fixed the meal by myself.
Good heavens.
That was
what
a rough road. Yeah, we had a baby too, less than a year old, and I'd take care of that baby and cook. And by the time I was, when I was 10 years old, I was a sewing for the little children. But we all worked in the field. Everybody worked in the field.
Yeah, didn't hurt your bed, did it?
No, not a bit, Lord. I wish
fact,
I could.
Kept you healthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It amazes me to see people now where we get in a car
and you know
we
have
what? Power steering and the people
I know
in the
it.
Cities
and
want
you
more
know,
and more.
You take these kids that we call problem children anymore. Man, no wonder to me they're problem children because mm-hmm. they don't have anything to do. Do you know, when I was a child, well, all of my life, till I was grown and married, I had one half day every month that I was to go to visit with someone. And that's all the company that I could have was one half day a month. And that usually was on a Saturday afternoon. And I had a girlfriend who lived a half a mile from me. And one evening during that month, I'd spend that afternoon with her. And the next, then one evening during that month, she'd spend the half day with me. Mm-hmm. Now that's the kind of. But now, children, you're just running hot and something to do.
Yeah.
Trying to find something to get into.
I saw them coming out of the high school lot up here at noon. Mm-hmm. Gee whiz, they had better cars than I have.
Why, they
lots
drive the very best.
Yeah. Well,
and
like
if they come out and they don't, it is just what they want. Well, the old man, he's just had it.
Yeah.
Yeah. My old man, he's really. Oh, isn't that terrible? My daddy would knock me down if he'd ever heard me make. Well, I would never have thought of it in the first place.
No, this would be dreaming.
That would be dreamings, right? Yeah, the old man, the old lady. My old lady and my old man.
Is this what you called him when you were a girl? My
Lord,
lady?
No. I
when
called
they
my
didn't hear?
No. Mm-mm. I never called my mother and daddy anything but mother and daddy.
Yeah.
All of my life.
That's the way I was brought up,
yes,
too.
Yes,
and then when
sir.
I got older, well,
and
then I could say it just. And I think my dad liked
say,
it.
Yeah. And we didn't say yes, no. We said yes, sir. No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Children now, no. Yes, no. Uh-uh. Anyway, to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, to get rid of them. Sure was a thing.
Well, how did your mother keep the clothes clean?
Well, we washed them on a washboard in a tub.